This is Dr. Chambers On Call on Talk Radio 790 KABC. 800-222-5222. No questions too dumb, no questions too tough, no questions too embarrassing. 800-222-5222. And here's Dr. Chambers.
Live and local, the day before the Oscars, I'm Dr. Joe Chambers. I am a working acute care physician here in Los Angeles. I see people exactly like you every day. I treat everything from hemorrhoids to heart attacks. You want to call in, you want to chat, 800-222-5222 is the number to call. Tomorrow is the big Oscar day. Lots of beautiful people in town, lots of people looking for awards. Unfortunately, most people go home sort of losers. If you consider a loser somebody who makes millions of dollars per year and everybody tells them all the time how wonderful they are. Well, this morning I thought we'd take a look at the big picture nominees and see how they relate to you and your health. Because believe it or not, there's some fun ways to look at these movies. And in the process, you'll learn something about yourself, your health, your body, and what you should or shouldn't be doing. Let's start off with Spotlight, which to me was my favorite movie of the year because overall the package just worked. And it's about a group of people who are asked to give up sex for their religion. Now, what could go wrong asking young men for their entire life, hey, you're never going to have sex? Of course, this movie is about the Catholic Church in Boston. And it opens up with a great line. When the Cardinal Law says to the new editor of the Boston Globe, "The city flourishes when its great institutions work together." The city is better, of course, when great institutions are questioned and asked why they're doing certain things. So Spotlight is about four journalists working on a team called Spotlight that look at stories over a period of about a year and then publish them. And what they did in the early part of this century was they start linking the fact that a lot of Catholic priests were being accused of pedophilia. And the questions they asked, which was goaded by their new editor, a man called Martin Barron, was, is there a cover-up? What's going on? Why is there so many priests? And if there's so many priests, do the people at the top know it? It's a wonderful movie. It's a really good movie. I bet a lot of you haven't seen it. It's going to come out on DVD, video, streaming, all the rest of it. So I would advise you to catch it. Now, here's the thing. Society has always been and is in denial about sex, what it is, and our need for sex. To be fully healthy, you've got to be sexually healthy. You've got to be sexually happy. Now, what that means, of course, is very, very complicated. When we don't like something about sex in our society, we tend to medicalize it. For many, many years, we medicalized being gay. We felt that being gay was a psychiatric disorder, not that long ago. In fact, conversion therapy is still kind of popular in some areas, even though some states have outlawed it. By conversion therapy, I mean this. You announce that you're gay, and your family say, oh, my God, oh, oh, and they send you off to these therapy sessions, which are supposed to convert you from being gay to being straight. And how silly is that? How stupid is that? How dumb is that? Absolutely dumb. What about circumcision? Most babies, male babies in America, are circumcised. Why? No medical need. No physiologic need. Why do we do that? You have to ask yourself, why would we would remove the most sensitive part of a boy's anatomy? Why? Open question. What about all the taboos about menstruation? What about them? We're afraid of it. We won't let advertisements about menstruation on TV in regular time. We just don't do that. So what I want you to get understand is this. Sex in our society is everywhere, yet it's nowhere. What about sex education? Frequently just like one or two classes about technical stuff, not put in context. The HPV vaccine, the human papilloma virus vaccine, an anti-cancer vaccine, a vaccine that prevents cancer of the cervix in women and cancers of the head and neck in both men and women. But yet a lot of parents are afraid, don't want to vaccinate their daughters because they fear if they give this vaccine to them, they'll become promiscuous. I don't understand the link. Maybe somebody can call in and explain it to me. People don't give up sex. They just never do that. When people are together, whether they're men together, women together, or whatever the combination you have, there's going to be some sex. Now, ironically, in the last 20 years or so, Big Pharma has gotten into the business of sex. Big Pharma are selling drugs about sex. Remember when Viagra first came out? I do. I was a working physician, and never in my entire life did I have people making appointments to be seen the day Viagra was launched, because they wanted a drug. And for the first time, we recognized that erectile dysfunction, which means a man is finding it hard to get an erection, maintain the erection, or some kind of problem with the erection. And Viagra was a fix, a temporary fix for that. And men by the thousands, by the tens of thousands, were lining up for that. Viagra became part of the culture. The word is part of our everyday lexicon. Recently, we had Sprout Pharmaceuticals bringing out flibanserin, which was meant to be a female Viagra. Of course, it wasn't. Flibanserin, which doesn't really work, is meant to be an aphrodisiac. Viagra isn't. Viagra fixes a mechanical problem. Flibanserin was meant to put women into the mood for sex, but it doesn't really work and has lots of side effects. And it's not something that I would recommend. Not something at all. So what do I want you to take home from all of this? What I want you to understand is this, that if you're going to be healthy, you have to be sexually healthy. If you're gay, if you're not gay, if you're transgender, if you're not transgender, if you're straight, if you're not straight, we all have our needs and we all have our desires. And if you don't take care of them, you don't recognize them, if you refuse to acknowledge them, they've got to work their way out in some way. Now, in the Boston community, the Catholic Church was indeed covering up priests who were pedophiles. The senior people in the church knew about this and were moving the priests around. Now, some people came back and said, hey, that's just a Catholic church. That wouldn't happen here. I saw a lot of this in the UK when all the scandals were breaking in Ireland, which is my home country, though I'm a proud, naturalized American citizen. But there was this thing out there that said, oh, that wouldn't happen here. But yet the BBC, that world-famous BBC, just published a report that one of their beloved characters, one of their beloved personalities, Jimmy Savile, was a pedophile. And we know that he raped and abused at least 72 children. And here's the awful part of that. The people running the BBC, running that wonderful institution, that worldwide renowned institution, actually knew. They knew about it and did nothing. Nothing. And let it go on. Here in America, we had Jerry Sandusky, who was an assistant coach at Penn State, working with the legendary Joe Paterno. He was a pedophile. He's now in prison where he should be. Yet, it's hard for me to believe that Joe Paterno and other people at Penn State didn't know what was going on. Didn't know what was going on? Really? Because in the Jimmy Savile case in England, in the UK with the BBC, it turns out lots of prominent people knew and didn't know anything. So it's hard for me to believe that people at Penn State didn't know about this. So what I want you to understand is, nowadays, we in the medical world are kind of catching up, kind of understanding that sexual health is part of overall health. We now have a disorder called hypoactive sexual disorder. And in other words, that's saying if you as a woman don't have the desire that you think you should have, or your partner thinks you should have, or whatever, we can sort of treat this. But the reason that you're hearing the hesitancy in my voice is this. We're giving meds frequently for problems that are more psychological. We're giving meds for stuff that really don't need meds. Now, on my website, drchambersoncall.com, I've got a couple of podcasts. One of them is Your Penis Happy? And it's about what a penis is, what a penis does, and this stuff that you think you may know if you're a guy, but you probably don't. And certainly if you're a woman, you don't know all of it. And I did a sequel called Is Your Vagina Happy? I'd like you to check them out because there's stuff in there that I can't talk about on terrestrial radio that will help you understand who you are sexually. Because often when it comes to hyposexual disorder, or men losing erections, and it happens to lots of men lots of time, not just older men, but men in their 20s, men in their 30s. I want you to understand that, you know, there's hope, there's help there. Don't get flummoxed by it. Don't think like, oh, my God, I'm the only person who's ever had this problem. You're not. Remember when Viagra came out? Bob Dole, the Republican presidential candidate, actually did an ad for erectile dysfunction disorder. So it's part of the mainstream. But if you're in a relationship and you want to be happy, you have to talk about sex. You have to talk about what you like and what you don't like. And that way your relationship can stay healthy. Because generally speaking, people don't give up sex. And the relationship isn't working, sex goes downhill. Sex stops, frequency, whatever. It all goes down. So you need to talk about this. And if you talk about it, you'll be happier. So that's the first of the best picture nods I'm going to talk about. When I come back, I'm going to talk about The Martian. The Martian stars Matt Damon. And Matt Damon famously said that as an actor, as a superstar, he's paid literally tens of millions of dollars not to eat. Whereas you and I, we're not paid not to eat. No. There's tens of millions of dollars aimed at us to make us eat. 800-222-5222 is the number to call. And remember, no questions too dumb, no questions too tough, no questions too embarrassing. 800-ABC-KABC. This is Dr. Chambers on call, live and local, on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
You're listening to Dr. Chambers on call. Stay tuned.
To make your car go, press your foot down on the pedal.
Coming up on the next drive home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips, it's a super preview of Super Tuesday.
I'm sorry, I'm still hungover. I'm in my Oscar gown. Did you say something?
Live and local, right after Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Don't settle for that same old talk radio chatter. Tune into the most independent voice on the airwaves for a fresh perspective you won't get anywhere else. Sam Nation, every Saturday at 3 p.m., right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Dr. Stephen Foreman on cancer and City of Hope.
So the exciting work we're doing right now has to do with how to use the immune system to treat cancer. And that therapy is being used for diseases that, who would have guessed? Melanoma, lung cancer, leukemia, lymphoma, and in our program we're trying to extend this to many other diseases, prostate, pancreas, breast, ovary, cervix, brain, to make not just surgery, radiation, chemotherapy part of what people get, but maybe immune therapy is part of their therapy and maybe the only therapy they get. And I think that is the new frontier for us, and that addresses the patient's question, what can my immune system do to help get me well? And we're saying, you know, we think you're right, and we think we have some things that will hopefully be good for you.
City of Hope is a world leader in cancer research and treatment. Our doctors and scientists turn laboratory breakthroughs into treatments that outsmart cancer. Find out more at cityofhope.org. City of Hope, the miracle of science with soul.
Now through March 1st, save $4 instantly when you purchase four participating products at Smart and Final. Choose from selected Kellogg cereals, Campbell's Chunky Soups, DiGiorno and California Pizza Kitchen Pizza, Tide Detergent, Charmin, and more. See store or smartandfinal.com for complete details.
Orchard Supply Hardware, the home improvement store right in your neighborhood. You'll always find weekly specials, helpful service, and quality products for your paint, home repair, and backyard projects arranged in an easy-to-shop layout. Find a store near you at osh.com.
Say, what is this?
You know what it is.
790-790-790-790-KABC.
This is Dr. Chambers on call on Talk Radio 790 KABC. 800-222-5222 is the number to call. I'm live and local the day before the Oscars here in Los Angeles. Who am I? Acute care physician. I see people exactly like you every day. I treat everything from hemorrhoids to heart attacks. 800-222-5222. Today we're looking at the Best Picture nominees and what they say to us about our health, what they say to us about what we should be doing to stay healthy, and what they're saying to us about, hey, you should look at this and think about it in a different way. Well, Matt Damon's movie The Martian is up for Best Picture. Now, Mr. Damon has famously said that as an actor, as a superstar, he is literally paid millions and millions of dollars not to eat. He first said this some years ago when he was in a movie called The Informant for Steve Soderbergh. And apparently he was sitting at home munching away on pizza and beer, and his wife came in and said, "What are you doing?" He says, "Honey, getting ready for a role. That's what I'm doing. Eating, putting on a bit of fat." Because he was playing the average middle-aged slob like you and me. And he was eating like you and me. He was eating pizza, he was eating beer, drinking beer. Eating burgers, what am I saying? That's what he was doing. Now, he has a new movie coming out this summer. It's a new Bourne movie. And he doesn't look like you and me. Oh, no, 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 no. He's lost all the weight and he is lean, mean, and trim. In fact, I watched this with my wife. She said, "Oh, wow, he's looking good. He's back in form." Because he's not eating the way we eat. And that's important to understand. Now, sometimes in my practice, I say to patients, like, how much weight do you think you are over? 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds? And inevitably, most say 10 pounds. A few venture out to 20 pounds. But, a lot of them were 40 or more pounds overweight. Now, I like to think I'm 10 or 20 pounds overweight, but the sad reality is I'm way more than that. Way more than that. So the question always arises, and I hear this, it's like, what do you want from me, doc? You think I'm going to be my high school weight again or the weight I was in college? I'm not. I can't do that. It's just not possible. I even heard Tom Hanks, whose movie Bridge of Spies is nominated for Best Picture, saying the same thing on David Letterman. He had a weight issue. His doc says to him, "Well, if you lose the weight, if you go back to being your high school weight, your college weight, guess what? You won't be diabetic anymore." And he says, "Hey, it's not going to happen. I'm never going back to that weight. I can't do it." And Mr. Hanks is right. Most of us, when we're 40 or whatever, 35, 45, we can't get back to the weight we were when we were 20. So one of the things that people always ask a doc and me when I'm in my practice, is how much weight should I lose before I start seeing really good benefits? And we generally told people, hey, 10%, maybe a little bit more. We were never quite sure. A new study out this week says this. If you lose 5% of your body weight, 5%, which means if you're 200 pounds, it's 10 pounds. If you're 300 pounds, it's 15 pounds. There's huge benefits to your health. Huge, huge, the kind of phrase that's popular in the vernacular at the moment. So what happens when you lose that much weight? Well, this, your chances of becoming a diabetic are less because the insulin surges, the insulin resistance doesn't happen. And insulin is the hormone that makes sugar, keeps sugar into a narrow range so you don't become a diabetic. So that's more effective. It's more efficient when you drop even that little bit of weight. And the other thing that happens is your blood pressure will come down just that little bit. And your risk of a heart attack will come down. Now, listening to me go like, really? Can that be true? It is true. Without a shadow of a doubt, is it true? And you say, you have to say to yourself, okay, you're overweight, but could you lose 10 pounds? And if you're 300 pounds, can you lose 15? Yes, you can. I know you can. I know you listening to me can do this. All you have to do is want to do it. All you have to do is try. And the first line of attack is portion control. Portion control. Whatever you're eating, eat a third less. One third less. And if you're drinking soda, forget about it. Soda's a disaster. It's just liquid sugar that zooms into your bloodstream, spikes your insulin, and you're hungry 20, 30 minutes later. It's an absolute disaster. So cut it out. And the other thing you have to start doing is just a wee bit of exercise. Just a little bit of exercise. But you are what you eat. So the first focus of this always, always, always has to be what you're eating. What you're eating. And generally, the more fast food you eat, the more processed food you eat, the heavier you're going to be, and the more likely you are to end up looking like Matt Damon in The Informant. And if you don't believe me, check it out. It's streaming, it's on DVD, it's on all those things. And see Matt Damon as he looks in that movie because he's like 30 pounds overweight. And then compare him to the Matt Damon that you're seeing in the new Bourne movie in the preview that's going to go out, what, in theaters this summer? Boy, is there a difference. He looks youthful. He looks energetic. He looks sexy. He looks great. The guy in The Informant comes off as a bit of a schlub. Bit of a schlub. Doesn't look so good. 800-222-5222 is the number to call. And remember, on this show, no questions too dumb, no questions too tough, and no questions too embarrassing. That's 800-222-5222. Now, during the week when I'm not on the air on KABC, my home on the internet is drchambersoncall.com. And on this digital platform, you can catch my latest videos. I did a video recently about fat, what role it should play in your diet. In actual fact, fat, believe it or not, should be part of your diet. That video is called The Granny Versus Harvard, because my great Irish grandmother, when I told her that we were cutting out fat, we're going on a low-fat diet, laughed at me and said, you're cutting out all the good stuff. Fat is taste. You have to have fat in food. Guarantee if you look at the video, you'll have a little laugh. I also have some podcasts on that about heart stuff, because this is Female Heart Month, about women having heart attacks. Check it out. I have articles aimed at you 20-somethings, you millennials. Condoms, you're using them wrong. Believe it or not, you are. Because the majority of times in controlled circumstances with people who know how to use a condom, the failure rate is 10% or less. Out in the field, when you're using them, the failure rate is 30, 40%. So condoms, you're using them wrong. Check out the podcasts, videos, articles. Or you can follow me on Facebook. And on Facebook, it's Dr. Chambers on Call. That's Dr. Chambers on Call. Twitter, it's at Dr. JC. That's Dr. JC on Call. Just check it out. If you're on Facebook, click like. Let me know you're there. You can comment on the show. You can argue about the show. You can say to me, hey, don't really like it. Don't really like it. 800-222-5222. Of course, if you do like it, I want to know. If you are getting the advice that you need, the topics you need, let me know or suggest topics. 800-222-5222. Sadly, Keith Ledger's dad was on the Today Show the day before yesterday. You remember Heath Ledger? He was a young, hot Hollywood actor. He won the Supporting Actor Award for his role as the Joker in the brilliant The Dark Knight about 7 years ago. Unfortunately, Heath died 8 years ago, so he won the award posthumously. And he died tragically from an overdose, an accidental overdose. It appears at the time he had a concoction of prescription meds and alcohol and benzos. What we nicknamed in our practice, the Heath Ledger combo. Now, here's the thing. When I prescribe benzos, benzodiazepines, Valium, Xanax, Alprazolam in my practice, or any kind of medication that will alter your consciousness, whether it's an opiate or a benzo, I say this. Alcohol/driving/fall precautions reviewed. Because I want to get across to you that when you're taking these medicines, it's going to affect how you think. It's going to affect how you function. And when you take them with alcohol, you're risking stopping breathing. You're risking dying from them. And at the time, I used to tell people, hey, don't do a Heath Ledger on us. Don't take all these with alcohol and suddenly we have a tragedy. And sometimes people think that this is boilerplate, but it's not. Now, Heath Ledger was famous and the drugs killed him. But the drugs don't know that he's famous. They don't care. They'll kill you, they'll kill me, they'll kill anybody if you use them in the wrong combination. 800-222-5222 is the number to call. When I come back, I want to talk about Kelly Cuoco. She got a tattoo. She got a wonderful tattoo on her back when she got married. And unfortunately, before you could catch your breath, she was getting divorced. And then she had to do something about the tattoo because the tattoo had the date of her wedding on it, which is great when you're in love. Not so great when you're divorcing. All that and more when I come back. 800-222-5222 is the number to call. Remember, I'm live and local. This is Dr. Chambers on Call on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Stay tuned for the second half of Dr. Chambers on Call.
Dr. Yumin Fong on cancer and City of Hope. So the reason I came here as a surgeon is that I do robotic liver and pancreatic surgery. That's something actually fairly new. This was one of the very first places to embrace this technology. I'm also a gene therapist. What I do is I redesign nature's viruses to go and seek out cancer cells that are circulating the body and go and hunt them down and kill them. And now there's a whole new field in science called gene editing. We're now able to go into cells and actually change the genes that are already there. We could go and repair genes that are bad. We can actually turn off genes that are trying to cause too much inflammation and cause damage. Some of the best scientists in the world right now working on those things are here.
City of Hope is a world leader in cancer research and treatment. Our doctors and scientists turn laboratory breakthroughs into treatments that outsmart cancer. Find out more at cityofhope.org. City of Hope, the miracle of science with soul.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-400-1658. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-400-1658. That's 1-800-400-1658.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
This is Dr. Chambers on call on Talk Radio 790 KABC. 800-222-5222 is the number to call. The day before the Oscars, I'm live and local, a working physician. I do acute care. I see people exactly like you every day with everything from hemorrhoids to heart attacks. 800-222-5222. Tattoo removal. Kelly Cuoco, you know who she is? She's the star of that mega hit, The Big Bang Theory. About a year and a quarter ago, a year and a half ago, she met this guy, fell in love, and 3 months later, got married. 3 months later, got married. Apparently, in the interviews that she gave, she said, a lot of her friends said, bit quick. Maybe you should think twice. Couldn't agree more. Generally speaking, in the health care industry, we kind of tell people if you want to be happy, if you want to get to know somebody psychologically, you need about at least a year. At least a year. In the old days, growing up, everybody knew everybody else. That doesn't apply now. People are coming into LA, going out of LA. We're all transient. Our families are elsewhere. My family lives in Canada, Ireland, London, Spain. We're everywhere. So we don't have that tightness, that connection where you know somebody, is it going to be a good match? You just don't know. So you got to give it some time. Kelly was so excited, so happy, so in love that she got the date of her wedding tattooed on her back. Well, before you could catch your breath, guess what? She got divorced. Now, a tattoo of your wedding date on your back is wonderful when you're in love. Not so good when you're getting a divorce. What about your next partner? Hey, sweetie, what's that on your back? Oh, that's the date of my marriage that lasted about a year. Oh, okay. Well, what does that mean to you as a guy if you saw that? You wonder, like, hey. So she decided to cover it up. The only way she could cover up the whole thing was getting this beautiful moth tattooed on her back. It's quite a nice... quite nice. It's actually, she looks great. If you want to see a picture of her wedding tattoo and the moth, just go to my Facebook page, which is Dr. Chambers on Call, Dr. Chambers on Call, and you'll see them there. So that's one way of getting rid of a tattoo that you don't like. What we call in the medical industry, sort of a hopes-dashed tattoo. You know what I mean? You get Emma loves me on your chest or your buttocks, And then 6 months later, Emma's dumped you or you've dumped Emma. And you got to get rid of the Emma because your next girlfriend, she's not going to like Emma's name tattooed on you. So that's what we call hopes dashed. Heartbreak, tattoos gone. Now, the reason I bring this up today especially is there has been something of a breakthrough in removing tattoos. And the breakthrough is in a laser. It's called picosecond. And it's the biggest advancement probably in about 20 years in tattoo removal. And this laser pulses at a trillionth of a second. I don't know what a trillionth is. It's fast. It's probably more dollars or more pulses than Donald Trump has money. But I really don't know. But it's fast. In fact, they're working on a thing called a femtosecond, which is a quadrillionth. I mean, it just sounds like a Klingon to me. But it works sort of, yeah, better. And it works like all the other lasers. It breaks down the ink so your body can absorb it. It takes about half the time of previous lasers, so that's good. That's pretty good. And it's particularly good for some colors like reds, blues, greens. But some colors, not so much. Pink actually turns black when you laser it. Black. Not a good thing. Not a good thing. So who are all the people who want to get rid of their tattoos? Not everybody. Lots and lots, millions of people are happy with their tattoos. But quite a lot want to change them. Usually it's young professionals who are climbing the ladder and think, hey, that tattoo when I was in college with my buddies, yeah, looked great, was fun at the time. Not so good now that I'm looking for this senior manager job. And there are moms, young women who become moms suddenly say, hey, maybe I'll have a different image with my kids. And then, of course, there are the tattoo enthusiasts who just want to clean the slate, so to speak, and do something different. That's it. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, the heartbreaks and the hope dashed. Now, when lasers start working on the tattoo, you know it's working when it causes a blister. Now, I know what you're thinking. If it's causing a blister, it's going to hurt. Yes, it does. Of course it hurts. So I tend to think that treating lasers is what we call what has been labeled as an unsolved problem. Because as good as the picosecond laser is, it's not ideal, and it's expensive. Your $50 tattoo can cost thousands to get it removed, literally thousands, and it's not covered by health insurance. No, no, no. This is all out of pocket. All of it is out of pocket. And unfortunately, it can leave some scars. And depending on your skin tone, the darker your skin tone, the more difficult it is to remove the tattoo. And, you know, as you get older, what you think may be cute when you're, maybe is not so cute. Now, I'm from the generation, admittedly, that I wouldn't have gone home and told my parents, hey, guess what? I got a tattoo. No more than I would have gone home stoned. It just wasn't done when I was growing up. Now, I understand. I have lots of friends, all ages, from the millennials all the way up to people in their 60s, whom I know who have tattoos. So I understand it's a part of everyday life. All I'm suggesting to you is this. If you're getting ink, if you're going to get some ink on your skin, think twice about what you're getting and where you're putting it. And remember, parts of your body that you think are innocuous, it's harder to get rid of the tattoo, like your foot or your leg, because the blood supply is less. So when you're getting a tattoo, you should always, always, always assume it is permanent. Because you know why? It is permanent. 800-222-5222 is the number to call. And remember, on this show, no questions too dumb, no questions too tough, and no questions too embarrassing. It's radio. We can't even see your face. 800-222-5222. It's the day before the Oscars here in Los Angeles, so we're talking about the Best Picture nominations and how they can affect you and your health. Now, Steven Spielberg's Bridge of Spies is quite a good movie, not one I think is going to win the Oscar for Best Picture tomorrow night. But there's a couple of things that jumped out at me when I was watching it. And the first is that the character played by Tom Hanks is saving the world. It is stopping a war between America and Russia at the height of the Cold War. What happens was this. Gary Powers, who is flying a U-2 plane, crashes and is picked up by the Soviets and he's alive. So the Tom Hanks character is negotiating for his safe release. A really good movie, a fun movie to watch, and it brings you back to an era that you may not understand or appreciate just how dangerous things were at that time. Now, what struck me about Tom Hanks' character throughout the movie is, because it happens over a narrow space of time, is that he's got a cold. And he sniffles all the way through. He's got a cold. And he was saving the world. Saving the world. Now, I have people who frequently come into my practice and say, hey, doc, I'm sneezing, I've got body aches, I just feel terrible, I've got a temperature, and I have a presentation, I'm going to Vegas, or I've got this, I've got that, I've got the other, fix it. And you say to them, you know what? It's a virus. I can't fix it. It's got to run its course. You've got to take some fluids, you've got to take some ibuprofen or Aleve or whatever for the body aches. And in 5 to 7 days, you will be better. And then you always get the last time I was here, I got the 5-day antibiotic and I was better. To which I reply, yes. And if you take it, you will be better. And if you don't take it, you will be better. So here was Tom Hanks back in the 50s saving the world. He suffered a cold. And let me tell you, in 2016, sadly, as we're in the middle of flu season, if you get a viral infection, just like Tom Hanks' character in Bridge of Spies, guess what? You have to suffer it. And if you're famous, if you're not famous, if you've got a wedding to go to, you don't have a wedding to go to, you have a presentation, the virus doesn't care. It just doesn't care. And if you, in the age of patient satisfaction and doctors, if you say to them, hey, I really want this antibiotic. I don't care if you wouldn't take it yourself in these circumstances. I want it. All you're doing is harming your own body. That's all you're doing. 800-222-5222 is the number to call with whatever is on your mind about your health or your family's health. 800-222-5222. Also in the news recently was this little piece that I thought was very interesting. And it's about what you eat. It's about the amount of cholesterol you eat and whether it blocks up your arteries. And this new study, they looked at about 1,000 people, and guess what they found? They found that it didn't make a big difference. They found that what you were eating in your diet, the cholesterol, the fat that you were eating in your diet, didn't make a difference, didn't block up your arteries. And what they were doing was they looked at 1,000 people, men admittedly, no women in the study, and about a quarter of these men also had a gene called APOE4, which meant they were much more likely to have a heart attack. They were at higher risk. They were at higher danger of having a heart attack. So they followed them over a period of time and found that what they were eating didn't make a difference. So this is the one exception when I say to you, you are what you eat. It appears that the fat in your diet is not clogging up your arteries. Now, sometimes when I'm trying to explain this to patients or to you on the radio here, I get nervous because I think they're going to take the wrong message away. They're going to go away and eat all the fat they want in the world. And you can't do that. Like everything else you eat, like everything else you put into your mouth, portion control is what it's about. Portion control. If you eat too much fat, you are going to get fat because there's a lot of calories in fat ultimately. And your body is super good at breaking it down. So you can't do that. But fat is taste. And fat, I believe, adds satiety, which means it stops the hunger pangs, fills you up so you don't eat as much. And the low-fat diet we've all been on for 20 years has been a disaster. That's why so many of us are overweight. That's why so many of us are pre-diabetic, 1 in 3 in the United States. And that's why so many of us are actually obese. So put a little bit of fat in your diet, add a taste, add a satiety, and you'll feel better. 800-222-5222 is the number to call. That's 800-222-5222. I'm live and local in the studio here. We're talking about Best Picture nominations. We're going to dip into more of the Best Pictures. When we come back, I'm going to look at the Big Short and what it teaches us about people who are so-called neuroatypical. And your calls when I come back. This is Dr. Chambers On Call, live and local on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Dr. Chambers answers more of your questions when we continue.
That was Hillary barking like a dog. And I got to say, she does a hell of a dog. That's pretty good. She could have played the dog in Annie. That's a pretty damn good dog. If you heard that during the Westminster Kennel Club, you'd say that's a possible blue ribbon winner. And you can do your own B-word jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going there. I'm taking the high road.
McIntyre in the morning. With Terry Ray Elmer. Mornings at 5 on 790 KABC.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Lopez. You see miracles all the time at our children's hospital. The first smile after surgery. A girl walking when they said she wouldn't. Parents getting good news. But miracles never come easy. That's why as great as children's hospitals are, they need our support to keep miracles happening. Please join me in supporting Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Put your money where the miracles are.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
The Kings are on a mission to reclaim their throne.
Kopitar wins the draw. Muzzin pulls the trigger on a shot. He scores!
Don't miss a second of the action as the Kings go for their third cup in 5 years.
Defaulted to the net. Shoots. Scores!
Kings. Sabres. Tonight at 7:30 on your home for Kings hockey. 790 KABC.
This is Dr. Chambers on call, live and local, on Talk Radio 790 KABC. The number to call, 800-222-5222. Remember, on this show, no questions too dumb, no questions too tough, and no questions too embarrassing. It's radio. We can't even see your face. 800-222-5222. Now, it's the day before the Oscars here in Los Angeles, so we're talking about the Best Picture nominations. We're looking at them and seeing what the show is about, our health, and how we can take some lessons or have a little bit of fun as we watch these movies. Now, The Big Short is nominated for Best Picture, and it's Adam McKay's movie. It's a true crime story about how Wall Street really ripped us all off and made us broke. Now, one of the central characters of it is an actual neurosurgeon who was trading on Wall Street. So here's the thing. His name was Dr. Michael Barry, and he's what we call neuroatypical. He's probably on the autism spectrum disorder. So what he would do is he would lock himself into an office listening to awfully loud, awful rock music. Oops, did I say that? Awful rock music? Well, rock music. It's very loud, very ch-ch-ch-ch, you know, really banging loud, loud, loud. And he would read through all these long documents about what were in the mortgages, the mortgage derivatives. And he worked out that it was all one big con. And he bet against it. And ultimately, he won. And of course, we all lost. And the reason I mention this movie is I want you to understand this. That the so-called neuroatypical, which is what Dr. Barry would be, or Burry, I beg your pardon, B-U-R-R-Y, is that being neuroatypical is just another variation of who we are. They are us, we are them. Some of them are our brothers, some of them are our fathers, our sisters, our moms, our lovers, whoever. They're just part of this, part of the human spectrum. I'm not sure I fully like the term neuroatypical, but at the same time, it's out there and we have to deal with it. And sometimes I think that part of the variations of who we are as humans, Big Pharma wants to make them into a condition so they can sell us drugs to fix it. And really, most of these people are just part of the human nature, part of the grand picture of humans as who we are. Let me take a call. I'm going to talk to Don. Hi, Don.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. What's going on, Don?
Good. Well, I want to make a comment on your cholesterol intake and fat intake. I'm a vegan, and we've been practicing plant-based nutrition for about 9 years, I have, and we teach courses out in Arizona.
Okay.
And I can tell you that unequivocally, the healthiest diet for a human being is a low-fat plant-based diet.
Low-fat diet?
I don't know where you got your hope on. I don't know where you got your studies.
Yeah.
But it's misguiding. And I'd like to see who did those studies, because usually those kind of studies come from companies selling fat products.
Oh, no, no. You're totally wrong, Don. You're totally wrong. Tell me, Don, who lives as a vegan? How many people live as a vegan? Purely vegan.
Well, that's not the question. The question is, it's not being promoted by industry, and most people don't even know the health benefits of plant-based, and number one. Number two, they think if you go vegan, you have to live off of water and grass, which couldn't be more.
Oh, no, that's not true. Who believes that? Who believes that, Don? Come on now, you're being a proselytizer.
Hold on. In the 8 years we've been teaching this course, we have gotten more people off of medications on our 8-week program.
Yeah.
Going back to the studies of Dean Ornish, Pritikin, Dr. Esselstyn, Dr. John McDougall up in Santa Rosa, California.
Okay, now, Don, we're not going to give you a free commercial here for your course. That's not what we do in KABC. But let's get back to specifics here.
If you eat a diet that's 10% fat, we can reverse your disease altogether, heart disease.
I don't think you really quite get what we're talking about. Did you hear what I said? See, here's the thing. Here's what Don is not getting. First off, let me say categorically, if you want to be healthy, you should be eating plants, not stuff made in plants. Now, that's not my phrase. That's Michael Pollan, the famous food writer. And I totally agree with it. The more plants you eat, the healthier you are. The less processed food you eat, the healthier you are. The less fast food you eat, the healthier you are. There's no question about that. What Don was not listening to, or maybe he heard but didn't really hear it, was this. For many, many years, we said the fat that you eat will clog up your arteries. As a result of that, we put literally the whole of the Western world on a low-fat, high-carb diet. High-carb, nutrient-dense, with lots and lots of calories. Because when you pull the fat out of real food, it doesn't taste good and people won't eat it. So the big industry that Don is talking about, and he's quite right with some of what he says, did this. They make you eat the food. They put in lots of sugar, added sugar. They put in lots of salt so that you would eat it. Not only would you eat it once, but twice and three times and keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back. And what we found about the low-fat diet was this. If you're on a low-fat, high-carb diet, which was most people were doing, they were not vegans, this is what happened. When you eat that and you get a sugar surge into your bloodstream, insulin pours out. All that sugar is pushed into cells, you get fat, and you're hungry a half an hour to 45 minutes later. The study that I was referring to earlier was a high-end, beautifully done study that was open-ended with double-blind and all the things that we like. And I looked at 1,000 men and looked at what they actually ate and said, what they're eating, if they were eating fat, did it clog the arteries? And it said no. So what that means to me as a physician is I can come back to my patients and say, or you on the radio and say, don't go into a high-carb diet. Have some fat in your diet. Not a lot. It's all about portion control. Now, as I get older, I have packed on the pounds, and it is a concern to me. So I have started switching to more plant-based food. And I would encourage you who are listening to me to take this to heart, that the more plant-based food, the more of a vegan you become, the healthier you're going to be. Is Don right that when you take people out of our awful standard American diet, the so-called SAD diet, that they are healthier, that they can come off their meds? Yes, he is right. But if you think back to earlier in the show, what did I say? If you lose 5% of your body weight, if you're 200 pounds and you lose 10 pounds, if you're 300 pounds and you lose 15, your insulin management is better, your blood pressure goes down, you have less chance of a heart attack. So we know this. We understand this now. So what you have to do as an individual is eat whole food. And plants are part of whole food. If you're not eating vegetables and fruit every day, you're stupid. If you're not eating plants or vegetables with most meals, you're dumb. If the only thing that's in your hand is a McDonald's Big Mac or a Carl's Jr. Whopping burger that just won't fit into my fist, and I've got a big fist, then you're damaging your body. You are what you eat. And what you should be eating is plants every day. Not stuff made in plants, but plants. Now, I don't believe in the vegan lifestyle. Not my thing. I think that we have to have a little bit of protein. And for me personally, I don't eat very much red meat, if at all. I eat a lot of fish. So I consider myself a pescatarian. Now, I like people like Don to call in. I like anybody who wants to call in and disagree with me. I want you to let me know what you're thinking. Because it's good. It's a dialogue. this is not, this show is not about a lecture. Sometimes there are no right or wrong answers. They're just opinions on this. But if there's anything I want you to take home from this, is that plants, eating plants are what it's about. The more plants you eat, the healthier you're going to be. But there are overweight vegans. There are vegans who eat too many nuts, and they're packing on the pounds too. So no one thing is going to solve it. And probably the only diet that has ever been shown to prolong life is the so-called Mediterranean diet, which is plant-based, which has some olive oil, even some red wine, chicken, and some fish in it. That's the only diet that has been shown conclusively that you will live longer if you follow it. Are you with me, Don?
Yeah, you're wrong on so many points, I can't tell you. You know who authored the Mediterranean diet? It was the European Olive Growers Association, who wanted to promote olive oil. What they compared was a standard American diet to the Mediterranean diet. What they should have compared was a low-fat, plant-based diet to the Mediterranean diet. They showed that a 7% reduction in heart disease from the Mediterranean diet versus the standard American diet. What they really did was compare a bad diet to a really bad diet.
Don, I'm sorry, I'm running out of time here, but I got to say this too. The Mediterranean diet was around long before the olive oil companies were making money off olive oil. It's been around for hundreds of years. And what they've done in this is they've looked at people, the longevity over a lot, this century, but the previous century, they've tried to compare everything. So that's about the only one that I can conclusively say the evidence is there. But anyway, I got to fly. Just remember, during the week, when I'm not on the air on KABC, my internet home is drchambersoncall.com. You can follow me on Facebook, Dr. Chambers on Call. Twitter, it's at DrDRJCOnCall. Like Don, if you disagree with what I'm saying, send me an email, comment on Facebook, whatever it is you want to do, just let me know. And I just want to say to my screener, wherever calls are left, I'll take them off the air there. So during the week, drchambersoncall.com. See my podcasts, see my videos. I have some videos that maybe Don won't like. It's all about fat, why I think fat should be a part of your diet, not a big part of your diet, but a part of your diet. And we have other things that aimed at millennials. We have articles on condoms, you're using them wrong, all kinds of stuff. So check me out on drchambersoncall.com. And I'll be back next Saturday, noon to 1, and every Saturday, noon to 1, taking your questions live in the studio. This is Dr. Chambers on Call on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Information in this show is intended for entertainment and educational purposes only. It is not a replacement or substitute for professional medical advice and/or treatment. Consult with your own doctor for information and advice on your specific medical condition or questions.
The proceeding was furnished by Dr. Chambers On Call, Inc. Dr. Chambers On Call, Inc. was responsible for its content.
2016 is a year of big choices. We thank you for choosing 790 KABC and promise you we will work hard to provide compelling, insightful, entertaining programs that earn your time spent listening. News. Talk. Evolve.
Evolve. Evolve.
KABC HD Los Angeles.